Kia ora koutou katoa, no mai haere mai. Hello and welcome to Inspire Church Albany podcast. We are a Jesus-centered church that believes in the power of God to transform lives. No matter where you're from, who you are, we pray that this message will bless you and launch you into everything God has for you. Enjoy this message on this month's theme, One Heart.
Hey, what an absolutely fabulous morning to be in church. It's a good place to be, guys. Give these guys here. I thought you guys were amazing this morning. Give them a huge hand clap. Absolutely outstanding. Thank you. You can all be seated and we're going to get into it, all right? So God bless you. And today we're talking the amazing subject of one heart, be joined together in perfect unity. Everybody yell out unity. It's a great thing to be moving together in you. Tremendous power in unity can change the world with unity. The Bible says a lot about being together. One will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. Just getting together makes a difference, okay? How many married couples have we got in the house this morning? You can put your hand right up, give me a wave, yeah, okay? Be excited about that, even in today's world. How many wish they were married? Okay, yes, a couple of you there. Yeah, you never know, you could be in luck. Anyway, it's great to be in the house of God this morning, and thank you for your prayers last week. I was preaching down south last week, was absolutely brilliant. And we're going to go to a couple of scriptures this morning, then we're going to get into it, okay? And Philippians chapter 2 is a great... In fact, I'd like to just read from the top of the page, and I'm reading from the TPT, which is the Passion Translation, which is a very good translation, which will inspire every one of you that's listening to me today. Incidentally, I just want to say to you, you're in the right place at the right time today, okay? I really feel this is like a divine moment for you. It's a time, there's nothing like being in the right place, right on time in God. And I reckon God shift, and I reckon unity, and I reckon love and forgiveness, and all of that positions you. And it's amazing if you live in that freedom, which I choose to live in that freedom, it positions you far better. And I think sometimes I look at people and their lives seem to be disjointed and out of position, but I find that God wants to position your life in the dead center of His will, okay? Right in the center of His will. So if you're not feeling like you're in the center of God's will today, you can be, all right? It's a great place to be in the center of God's will. When you feel like you're fulfilling destiny, when you feel like every fiber of your being is alive in God, that you feel like, and not that feelings are everything, because I do not live by my feelings. If I was living by feelings, I wouldn't even be here right now. I live by faith in the Word of God, okay? And faith's what we choose to live by, because faith is the power of God. And so, God, we thank you for your word today. We ask right now that you would come in power. We thank you that you would shift anything that would hinder us today. We thank you that right now you'd make your presence known. Come out of hiding, God. Reveal yourself to every one of us here, God. We want to know the power of a holy God. We don't want to do church today. We want to experience and encounter the love and amazing God. And Father, we thank you right now that your love is all around us. Lord, we walk in it, we live in it. Your word says that we live, or we can live and move in your word, in your love, and in your power. So we choose today to live and move in the power of a holy God. Lord, let lives be changed today. Let bodies be healed in Jesus' name. Let hope be restored in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray that today would result in impacting this nation with the love and power of God in Jesus' name. Everybody shouted? Okay, so that's what we're really here for. It's never about us. If you're just here about you today, you already missed it. Never be there for yourself. Always be there. If we're talking about one heart being joined together in perfect unity, you can never live again about yourself. We live far too often about ourselves, and I think we need to live bigger than that. I love the Bible. I think the Bible would challenge us about our perceptions. We've just finished a series called... What was it called, John?
Limitless.
Okay. Anybody seen the movie Limitless? How many have seen the movie, incidentally? Limitless. You know, he pops a pill And it's so good. He can see, think. He becomes an incredible a person of all knowledge, understanding, and perception. And not only, although this is a guy who was sleeping under the couch. This is a guy who was barely getting by. Honestly, if only that many people, only about 10 people seen, has anyone seen Limitless? Hardly a soul. Okay. Yeah, it's an inspiration. It's an inspiration about the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. This guy, and even in today's world, many people trying to equate a good time by substance abuse and all sorts of drugs and just stuff that we put in to make life better than what it could be. And this movie obviously is the excess of that, where they develop this one pill and he pops this pill and it enables him. And so, of course, he goes after more of the pills and it ends up in chaos in his life, which incidentally is not much different to life today. If you're getting your fix, if you're getting your inner enthusiasm from fields outside of your own spirit, okay? That's why God wants to come into your spirit. That's why when we're talking about one heart, it all starts with your spirit. So where's your spirit? See, my Bible says that God will recreate your spirit. When I was 25 years old, I'd been married to this beautiful woman for 5 years, Julia, who had her birthday this weekend. We celebrated Julia's birthday and absolutely went over the top, lived in the excess of life there for a moment or two, and went and saw the Eagles on, I think that was Thursday night. Wednesday night, we went and saw the Eagles. Anybody like the Eagles? Boy, they're a great group. The place was packed out with all the Eagles fans. It was absolutely brilliant. And so we had fun there with the Eagles. They're old guys. They're about our age, you know. And but incredibly popular. I was amazed at how many young people were there because they know it's the only decent music that ever came out. Anyway, so place was packed out with young people. And then I took her to a hotel for the night, and we ended up, I booked a special room on the 10th floor, and we were on the same level with the Eagles, which was pretty darn cool. So got the hang with the Eagles a bit as well. And when I say that God will position you, you see, God wants to put favor in your life, and he wants, but if your spirit's not right, it's difficult to be positioned in God, you know. The next night we went to Cirque du Soleil, which is just absolutely amazing, and celebrated there. But what I'm saying here, all of this stuff is nothing without the presence and power of God on the inside of your spirit. There's nothing that can equal or match it. This guy found out in this movie called Limitless that it just nothing could quite get him where he wanted to be. There's always more. He could quote different languages and all. He could speak any language. We heard you speak in Chinese, he'd just suddenly click into Chinese. Incredibly talented. But the reality is today, friends, I want to tell you, God's given us a language that's the power of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, that'll shift your spirit, shift your atmosphere, change life, cause you to be empowered by his word and live in greater victory than you could ever imagine. Amen? And so I want to challenge you a little bit. Let's live in that life. And I know we're talking about one heart. We're talking about being together and being perfect in unity. But I believe that the only thing that we need to get right to make that happen is our spirit. Once your spirit's right, anything is a possibility in your world. And it involves some real keys, which we'll talk about a little bit. It involves things like forgiveness. Hello, everybody. Forgiveness. You cannot live. The ancient Jew and the Hebrew believed that you cannot live without having forgiveness at the very forefront of your life. You must live in a consistent and constant state of loving and forgiveness. They believed that you could not actually function properly without living in that way. They believed that you would jeopardize your own dreams and hopes if you did not have at the very front of your mind love and forgiveness. They believed that those were the greatest keys in life. I still believe today that through the gospel of Jesus Christ, the greatest key in your life is forgiveness. If we can't live there, we'll get bound up. We will jeopardize our future. We'll jeopardize our health. They doctors and psychologists will now tell you that because of unforgiveness and hatred, most diseases in the world today can be directly attributed back to a day where there was unforgiveness or hatred, and it'll manifest itself in your physical body at a time unknown to you. But I want to tell you right now, Jesus came to smash the curse of unforgiveness and bring us into the love of God so we could be released into hope. And I'm surprised you're not more excited. But I'm living in that realm, because the realm we want to, I want to live that life. I don't want to live an ordinary life. And so unity, to live a life of hope and unity and one heart, really, you've got to get your spirit right first. Because a lot of people try to live in unity. Oh, we try so hard to live in unity. We try. Man, there's thousands of marriages across this country that are visiting counselors this week to try to get unity happening in their relationship. What a load of bull that is. You'll only get it when you get your spirit right with God. Sorry if that challenges you a bit, but it's getting your spirit right with God that is the answer to every single dimension of life. I live in that realm. I live in the realm of knowing God's hope, His destiny, His appointment, His divine purpose in my life. And I believe that today we can embrace that with the love of God that's in this house. We're not just having church. We're having, in fact, I was reading Perry Noble the other day. I don't know if any of you read much of Perry Noble, but Perry Noble is a great writer and a pastor in the States. And he wrote this, because he said across the world today, the church is trying to be involved in its community, bringing hope, love, and unity from God into our communities. So we're trying desperately to do that. And churches all over the planet right now are going out and doing stuff in the community and helping the poor and helping people who are not doing so well in their lives and people who are struggling to get their world together. And he made this incredible statement. He said, the reality is the greatest thing that any church can do for our world and for our community is have a fantastic Sunday morning service. Did you hear that? The greatest thing that the church can do for its community today is to have a fantastic Sunday morning service. Why? Because you can come and you see, I believe this stuff is catchy. I believe you can catch a spirit of hope, a spirit of victory. You can, in fact, I literally would say it's better caught than taught. I would say you catch the stuff in the spirit. Just being in this environment and worshiping God today, you can catch the love of God. Anybody ever picked up a brand newborn baby? Anybody in the place hasn't? Most of us have held a newborn baby. It's a very interesting thing, holding on to a new baby. If I was to ask around this place right now, when you held that new baby, and to be honest with you, they don't even have to be that brand new. It's just, they're amazing thing. But when you held the newborn baby, what sort of feelings did you experience there? Let's just ask a few people around the place. Fear.
Sorry, that wasn't what you were looking for.
That's not what I'm looking for. Fear of, fear of dropping it. Okay. Yeah, and the reason you're feeling that is because the feeling that you would get when you initially hold that newborn baby is somebody, come on, Dave. Well, whichever one, that one.
He said or.
Or, yeah, that's a good feeling over here. Emma? Love, that would be the word I'm looking for. Caleb on the end there. You guys are not Christians. And my Bible says that he casts out all fear. We have total confidence. That's why I can pick up little babies. I never feel afraid of dropping them. Mother's always terrified I'm going to drop it. But I'm not afraid a bit. But mostly across this room, if we continued on, it would be love. Because the ultimate purity of God in our world is the love of God that surpasses understanding. It's everywhere. That's how we started off. That's what God wants us to do. When you've got love like that embracing in your life, man, I want to tell you, when you let that come into your spirit, there is no telling what tomorrow will be. And I want to encourage you today, we can live bigger. We've been talking about a limitless life. You can live a bigger life. You can live a far more happening life. But the reality is, it's your spirit. It's getting this thing right. And just a couple of thoughts here this morning is that, and I'd believe it like this too. I believe our perception of fear even. Our perceptions have the power to limit or release us. Your perceptions, it's how we see things. See, how do we choose to see life today? I choose to see it as an incredible opportunity. Let's face it, this morning, if you didn't wake up with a white chalk line around you, you're having the best day you could ever have. But most of you are not looking like that at the moment, you see? You should be having a smile from ear to ear. This is, you are alive, you are breathing, you have the opportunities today has to offer, but society has pushed us down so far sometimes. It's ripped the love out of us. They've done something with the language that's pulled hope out of our world. But I want to tell you right now, no matter who you are, you can step into it today. That's the unlimited life that the Bible consistently talks about. And I think sometimes we're more affected by the media. I think if you allow the media to affect you, see, the media will suck the juice out of you in 10 seconds. That's why I refuse to watch the news. I can get enough of it on my iPhone, thank you. I can watch what I want to watch in the news, not all that crazy stuff that's not even news. It's just something to entertain the bored people who would dare to sit there and watch it, okay? Anyway, I refuse to subject myself to that. I believe today that unfortunately the media has a heck of a lot to do with the way we perceive things. And I reckon let's switch in. This is why the Word of God is the ultimate in your world. The ultimate in your world. How long since you read a chapter of the Bible? How long since you read an entire book of the Bible? This week I chose to read the book of Luke just to get the Word of God into my spirit to unlock the power and victory of the love of God. Because I know that in the pages of this book called the Bible is incredible destiny. Jesus said, I am the Word. I am the light. See, the Word came and dwelt amongst us. His name was Jesus. If you want more of Jesus in your world, get more of the Word into you. See, I believe we can live bigger. And sometimes we live like we've got nothing to be thankful for. Sometimes we live like that. The Bible pretty much gets on us with that. It's like, why is your head down low? God said to David, why have you got your head held low? Lift up your head and praise the Lord. Step out of it and live in the victory that God's won for you. See, I believe to have one heart, we've got to start with us first. One heart starts right here in the middle of my spirit. God, I want to be on fire for you. I want to be absolutely transformed by the power of your Word. I want to live in the victory in my life first and then influence others. And that's really how it starts. And I think sometimes we do live our lives like we've got nothing to be thankful for. Gosh, we're living in one of the best nations on the planet. Seriously, the best nations on the planet. Even if you're not doing so well right now, you're living on the best nation on the planet pretty much. Nothing to be thankful for this morning. Check your pulse right now. Get the person next to you to check it. See if you're alive. See if you're breathing, actually. Some of you looking too stationary to be alive. But I reckon let's check our pulse and know that if God be for us, who can be against us, okay? I'll tell you what, the reality is we need to live. See, we didn't do that series on limitless just so we could be the same. Limitless should unlock something in our world. It's unlocked something in my world. It's unlocked me to bigger thinking. It's unlocked me to greater purpose, greater responsibility, greater concepts in God, greater anointing, greater ability to breathe in the anointing, lay hands on the sick and see them recover. I feel it over my life. I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my breathing. I feel it, the power of God, that we've gone to another level, and I intend and endeavor to live in that and outlive that and go to yet another level in God. God doesn't want us to remain the same. God wants none of us to remain the same. I just wrote down here, one of the greatest discoveries you will ever make is that life responds to who you are, not what you do. So we get tied up with what we do. We get so tied up with what our vocation in life or what we do. But who are you on the inside? Who are you really on the inside? I am a man of God, saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, forgiven for all sin. It's all gone, living free in the victory that he's got for me tomorrow. If we're talking about one heart today, then let's get our heart, number one, connected with the power of the love and the huge heart of God. God is, no matter which way you read the Bible, in fact, I challenge you to read the Bible, replace the word God, because the Bible simply says God is love. So if God is love, why don't you every time, I've got one Bible, I just went through it, and every time I read the word God, I put love. Boy, I'll tell you what, it'll change the way you live life. It'll change the way you respond to life. It'll change the way you react. It'll change the way you treat people. It'll change the way that you listen to stuff. See, what you're listening to, we spend a lot of our life listening to rubbish. Hello? The stuff you listen to alters your perception. And so I want to have my perception on Christ. I want it on God. I want it on love. I want it on victory. I want it on being healed. I want it on being restored. I want to be a walking miracle maker in Jesus' name. Now, you won't be that if you're listening to the wrong stuff. You won't be that if you're listening to negativity. You won't be that if you're listening to gossip. One bit of gossip will steal the passionate love of God out of you for about a year, I reckon. One bit of gossip. Guard yourself against it. Be real careful who you hang with. Be real careful what you listen to, because I refuse to accommodate that stuff, because I know that it rips your heart out, because love cannot abide where that stuff is. Love cannot abide, friend. I want to tell you, it's gone. Quicker than you could wink, love's gone. And people wonder why they struggle through life and they struggle to get victory. Man, I just choose to live in the victory in Jesus' name. Don't get too excited about that. Remember, the stone's been rolled away. We've got to remember consistently that the stone's been rolled away. In Psalm 68, verse 1, David said this, "Let God arise." I love that. Let God arise in your world today. Whoever you are today, let God arise in you. I dare you. I dare you. At the age of 25, I let God arise in my life. I made a decision. I invited Christ on the inside of my heart. I said, God, I'm giving you the keys to my life. Here you go. Unlock my heart. Come and live in my heart. It was a revolutionary day in our marriage, in our family, in our home, in our finances, and everything, in our parents. I remember going, sitting down with our parents and saying, we've had a miracle the other night. Both gave our lives to Christ. And now we've come to ask you forgiveness, because I needed a bit of that. And just to get forgiveness flowing. And I want to tell you, it was a dramatic shift in our lives. It shifted. I don't think I'd been a really bad son, but I want to tell you, it shifted something in our lives. It caused God's favor to come on us in an unprecedented way. And I want to live in the victory. You don't know what tomorrow holds, friend. You better have the favor of God on you. You don't know what tomorrow holds. And I want to get God in the middle of my life right now. Let God arise. His enemies be scattered. And, you know, the Bible goes on to say, may his enemies flee before him. I love that. I love the power of God, the power of his word. That's why church is so incredibly significant for us today. And I want to challenge you, let's live in that. I want to just give you a couple of things from the heart of David today. David had a great heart. David was a man who said, when I'm old and gray, Psalm 71 verse 18, if you're looking for it, when I'm old and gray, I will still give praise to the God of my salvation. Woo-hoo-hoo! A lot of people, when they're old and grey, they're miserable, warped, depressed. Not you, of course, Mr. Vitali Kakasi Dobra. But many old people you meet, they've lost the plot. Might have had a good time in their youth. Might have had a great time when they're a lot younger. Thought they're doing it, popping pills and all sorts of stuff to make life work. Guys, it's all bull. Wake up. Put the alarm clock off in your life. Grab a hold of the wheel and steer your life in the right direction, in the direction of God. Because God's got full purpose for us. I tell you what, I look at so many across this. I meet them all the time and their lives are empty and without hope. David, when he's old and grey, is still excited about the God he serves. Not retired. not bored, not sitting at home watching TV. What does he say here? And I will take the power of God to my generation. When he's old and grey. You know? That's the way we should be living. Still taking the power of God. I know people who are 20-year-old that can't take the power of God to their generation. Just they've been robbed. They've been ripped off by the enemy. But God is a God of relationships. God is a God of love. He's a God of relationships. Some transferable things from the heart of David that you can transfer into your heart today. And here it is, number one, just some points for you today to take away from here. Make yourself available. Make yourself available. How do we have one heart joined together in perfect unity? Just make yourself available. Hello? Just make yourself available. And I would say, what does that mean to some people? To me, it would mean when we got born again, I positioned everything in my life second to the call of God. So like Samuel when he heard God's call, Samuel, wake up. Ran to Eli, is that you, Eli? No, you know, back and forward, back and forward. Finally found out it was God calling him. He said, God, I'm going to follow you. Samuel followed God. Changed the destiny and the purpose and the direction of a nation. We're not just here to be a little play church on Sunday. We're here to change the direction of a generation. Hello, somebody. Change the direction of a generation. I'm looking at a generation here. I want to prophesy over you. Catch the fire of God that'll cause you to be more flipping anointed than you could ever believe. That it would flow. That's what the Bible says. That they came in unity where the brethren dwell together in unity. There the Lord pronounced his blessing and the oil of the anointing flowed. Not too many beards here. But the oil flowed over his beard, right down over his, right to the edge of the gut. God wants to flow right to the edge of your life. Right to the edges. Right to the edge. This is not a Sunday morning meeting. Right to the edges of your life. The time when you're half depressed, wondering where the next dollar, relying on this resource and that resource, relying on this handout and that handout. God wants us to grab a hold of the passionate power of the Holy Spirit and dream again and live bigger and go for what God's got in destiny and storage for us. And I believe that God can unlock that in your life. So number one, make yourself available to the call of God. Because when I obeyed the call of God, life was near. Happy birthday, Rob Hinney. I just realized you're sitting there at your birthday. You're looking young, brother. How old are you, 25? Close. Is he doing all right here, mate? Okay. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rob. Happy birthday to you. Anybody else got a birthday today? Hate to miss anybody out. Okay, we're there. Okay, number two, take responsibility. Take responsibility. If you want to have unity, see, unity is an amazing thing. See, we try. You can't have unity. You actually have to embrace, you live it. It's part of your world. Becomes part of you. You don't, suddenly we turn up, you know, let's preach a series on unity and all, let's get in unity. That's bull, guys. Wake up. Churches have been doing that for too long. It's a load of absolute rubbish. What we do is we get our heart positioned in God and we start to live according to his word and then we have acceleration take place like you wouldn't be able to believe. Why? Gossip goes, backchatting goes, disharmony goes, all that stuff goes, and God just releases his power. The oil flows right to the edges of the garment. Little women with issues of blood can sneak in and just touch the edge of the chair. Someone can come in here today and they're lost, they're without God, they've backslidden, they've slipped away from the love of God, and today they can catch something that's a reality of God in their life. I don't know who that is, but I feel I'm talking to someone right there. But take responsibility. David took responsibility. He said, here I am. You know, sometimes we're just so good at blaming others. Blame others for everything in our world. You know, David could have blamed Saul for the fact that life had been tough, for the fact that the God's presence was no longer in the building. But David didn't do any of that. He got on his whatever don't know what, chariot, whatever, and rode down to the Philistine camp and brought the Ark of the Covenant back. Most people would blame either the previous generation or the person who was before you. You know, that's the problem here. No, it's our problem. It's unity is about taking responsibility and right now choosing, God, I'm going to rise up to a different level. I can see beyond where I am right now. God, give me eyes that can see. I don't want to be walking around my head down. I want to lift up my, the Bible consistently says, lift up your eyes and see what God has got in store for you. Man alive, get ready for it, somebody. Yeehaw! So, in 2 Samuel 6, David says, we refuse to live without the presence of God. If God's not in your world today and your life's boring, irrelevant, and I'm going to tell you it is. If God's not in there, it is. Boring and irrelevant and without real direction, okay? And the reality is, here today, David said, hey, come on, 2 Samuel 6. I'm going to go down there. We're going to bring the Ark of the Covenant back and we're going to get the presence of God right here in our world again. He made it a high priority. It's a high priority in my life to position the purposes of God right before my life every day. It's a high priority. Why will I be here at the prayer meeting tonight? Not because I'm feeling so energetic and I feel like, man, I am, but not because, oh, man, I just can't wait. It's because I want to make God's word a high priority in my world. I want to make prayer the lost key of Christianity, prayer. When God says, call upon me and I will answer you. People wonder why he doesn't answer, because you'd spend more time watching TV than you do praying. You spend far more time at the gym than you do praying. You spend far more time in some of these pitiful things, watching the Eagles or the Circus Soleil, than we do pray. So prayer unlocks the promises of God. Let's take responsibility for our future in Jesus' name. Are you with me? Number three, and that's about all I've got time for today. Number three is generosity. Now, generosity, see, I believe God is love, okay? For love so loved you that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes would not perish but have everlasting life. Right there is generosity. We didn't deserve it, but he's given us everlasting life. Right now, we live in that. We live in the power of the Word of God, activated in our lives through the Spirit. So David said, I will choose to be generous. In Psalm 71 and verse 15, he said, I'll write a book on your righteousness, talk up our salvation. Most people are very good at talking it down. Not David. He says, I will talk up my salvation all the livelong day. I love that. I will talk up my salvation. People, for some reason, get around me and kind of, they get excited. And I sometimes wonder why, but it's because I am incredibly positive about my salvation. I'm not into talking about the bad news or the bad day. I'm into talking about the power of a living God who healed me. I've just got to start telling somebody about how he healed me, and their eyes light up and they come alive again. We can bring people alive. Every one of you have got a story today. Every person here has got a story, a great story. It'd get better if we didn't watch TV and we actually shared our story. But sometimes we're not good at sharing our story because we're good at listening to the story all the time. But you start sharing your story, you'll unlock thousands and thousands of people across the planet. And you'll no longer be a couch potato locked up in a little room thinking you have an enjoyable time in your home at night, but you're just watching TV really and boring yourself silly. And reality is, you could be actually having a good life sharing your story, okay? I never ever asked God, please make, oh boy, now I'm a Christian, I want to go preaching across the world. I never ever asked that. I just went out one night and shared my story, one night. And I shared it that one night and a guy heard it and he said, man alive, I've never heard anything like it. Did God really save you like that? And I said, well, that's how it happened, mate. And he said, well, you better come and tell this group down in the South Island. I said, yeah, well, not a problem. Just flew down there on a Wednesday night, told them about it. And there was a guy there from Australia and he said, man, I've never heard anything like it. Why don't you come and share it with us in Australia? I didn't want to do all this preaching and stuff because most of it's, if you're not careful, just starts to become a rhyme of of the same, you know, 3 points in a poem out of the Reader's Digest. But when you're living life out of your real spirit and it's real contagious Holy Spirit power, it'll unlock promises all over the world. That's why when I'm out in town the other night, a man comes up to me and he says, I'd like you to meet this miracle. And I said, well, where's the miracle? And he had his 12-year-old boy there. And he said, I don't know if you remember it, but 13 years ago, you pulled me out of a crowd and you said, you've been told you cannot have children. He said, and that was true because we'd tried for 13 years to have children and we couldn't have children. And he said, you said, today I unlock the curse off your life and you will be fertile and have children. And he said, 9 months later, here's what arrived. And he said, that's a miracle that was caught just because I was obedient to the call of God. Not because I'm cool. I'm no better than the next person. Julia will tell you that real quick. I'm no better than the next person. But I've got an amazing God who I choose to position him above my world. I choose to worship. I choose to get on my knees and on my face and give God all the glory in spite of whatever. Not blaming people, not holding grudges, not getting bitter on the inside. It'll wreck you in a moment. But if you can get free, forgive somebody, live in freedom, go in the victory of God, and you will truly be one heart joined together in perfect unity. And when you're joined together with God in perfect unity, no sweat to join with others. You come to camp. Exactly. Come and hang out with me at camp. If you haven't registered, today might be a good day to register, and you can do that. We'd love to have you there, and who knows what God could do. Is that enough for a Sunday morning? I'll just give you a couple more thoughts, and you can run away home with them, and only because I think these are so good, I'd like to share them with you. And these are just some principles that I live by to help me live a humble life, okay? Because humility is one of the greatest keys. You know, I think it was in Timothy, Paul spoke to Timothy. Terry would be able to correct me on that because he knows the Word of God. That's, in fact, one of the great things is if you've got an ounce of pride in you, drop kick it out of your flipping life right now, okay? Because it'll kill you. Pride will kill you quick as a day. Because, and Paul wrote to Timothy, Terry would know the Scripture, you see. I'm not that good at it, but I know he is. And but he said, command those who are rich among you. Trying to remember how the rest of the verse goes. To get rid of pride out of their life and live in humility. One of the great promises of the Bible, to live in humility. Because if you're not living in humility, then you'll start to think it's all about you. But it's not about us, it's about Him. So here's just, I'm just going to give you these, just 7 keys that will help you to live your life in greater victory. Number one, decide to live every day of your life like it's your last. I've been there a few times where it's been meant to be my last day. Meant to be my last day. But God rescued me and brought me back. I reckon the only reason He did that was because I refused to walk around moping with my head down thinking, man, Lord, I don't even know what I'm going to do with my life today. I'm trying to work out how the heck I can fit life into what the time God's given me. I'm waiting for them to have that thing where they can make 2 of me. Okay? Which would be good for my second point. Because my second point, Julia wouldn't like that. She would have 40 years ago. Anyway, back on point. Number 2, don't stay the same. Don't stay. I met you this morning, Tom. Don't want to pick on you, but I met Tom this morning. I really believe, just as I said that, God said, tell Tom that God's hand is upon your life. And I don't know where you're at with your life and with, I know you're an electrician, which is good. I might be able to give you some action there. But I really believe God's saying, don't stay the same. That God's got far more in store for you, that what you're living right now is nothing compared to what God has got in you. When I looked at you, when I first met you out there, I just saw incredible capacity within you. Bigger dreams, dreams that have yet to be fulfilled, and I believe God's going to unlock that in your life. Is that all right? Let me pray for you. Now give me a hand, man. Holy Spirit, I thank you for this man, Tom. I thank you for what you've got in his life. And I thank you, God, for your purpose being fulfilled in every day of his life, in Jesus' name. God bless you, buddy. Don't stay the same. Be different to what you were. Be a little bit, do something different. Just do something. Don't go by what they told you you are. People have told me all sorts of things I am. I just take the good part out and throw the rest away. And that way you live well. Don't say so. Number three, be a record breaker. Be a record breaker. Break your own record. Okay? 1953, Sir Edmund Hillary conquered Everest. The day he conquered Everest, I was born just after that. So I kind of believe that I'm like a mountain climbing record breaker anyway, because I was born in that year. Take a bit of look at when you were born. Study some stuff and find out how you can be a little bit different. Be a record breaker. Do something great with the rest of your life in Jesus' name. One heart, one purpose, one soul. Number four, stay hungry. Man, never be a know-it-all. One of the worst things you can do is meet arrogant coots who think they know it all. They've been to theological college and they think they know it all. Because of what they learned in theological college 20 years ago. Man alive, the globe shifted. That stuff's irrelevant now. You can't be a know-it-all. You've got to be a person who's consistently hungry for the revelation of God in the now. I want a now revelation in my life, okay? Number five, learn how to bounce back. Someone's going to trip you up this week. Someone's going to belt you over the head this week. Someone's going to put you down this week. Oh, guarantee, if it happens to me and I'm like a saint, it'll happen to you. Someone will put you down. So you've just got to know when you hit the deck. In fact, let me ask you this. What are you made of? Everything we're preaching about today, one heart, Spirit of God in me. When you've got the Holy Spirit in you, you bounce. When you've got no spirit in you, somebody says something, it's like bam, and you're down for the count. But for me, I sort of hit the deck and spring up again, and you're ready to go again because you've got the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Bounce back, get over it, in other words. Build a bridge. Number six, be contagious. You are the light of the world, salt of the earth. Like I've said many times, lick the person next to you, see if they've still got any saltiness about them. But the reality is, the Bible says we are the salt that flavors the earth. And I do know that you can be a salty flavor wherever you turn up that brings joy to anybody's life. Hey, let me just say this to you. The last chapter isn't written yet. So don't live in the chapter you're in any longer. The last chapter has not been written yet. And God's got so much more in store for you. Why don't you just give it a go at flicking the page and starting on that new chapter today? I believe God's got it in store for you. I believe there's incredible hope for you here. I believe right now there's a revelation of God's love in this place. Just like picking up that newborn baby and feeling love. That's my life. I feel like that when I pick up the word in the morning. I feel the love of God. It inspires me. It causes my spirit to be transformed yet again. And we need consistent, ongoing transformation. Otherwise, things like pride and ugliness will enter in and you'll start to think you're it or whatever. That's why we need the word of God to remind us. Command those who are rich among you. That's incidentally, when he says that, he's speaking to every one of us here. Command those who are rich. That's everybody in New Zealand. Because we're rich compared with most parts of the world. He says, command those who are rich to get rid of pride out of their life and live a life of humility and humbleness, giving glory to God who has redeemed them and saved them for an incredible future. It's not, well, if this went right, change that whole thing. Well, if this went right, change those words if, incredible future. Every time you think if, incredible future. Write it down, if. Somebody will say to you, oh, well, if that worked out, it'd be a dream. Write it down there, put incredible future. It's coming your way in Jesus' name. Why? Because if God be for you, who can be against you? He loves you. He sent Jesus to die on the cross so he could rise above every doubt, so he could stop listening to stuff that sucked the energy, psychic vampires sucking it out with negativity and doubt unforgiveness. I don't want to hear that stuff. I want to hear the power of the present work of God that will unlock me into a destiny that can change a nation in Jesus' name. Amen? Yeah. Father, we thank you for your word. I wonder if you could bow your heads. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the promise of your word. We thank you, God, that you come to unlock us into a future, God, that brings hope to us. We thank you, God, that you're not about dead religion, but you're about a living relationship with a holy God, where our hearts are connected with you. God, where our hearts become one with you and we can hear you. And when we breathe, we can feel you. And God, when we live, we can walk with you. And God, I pray today, Lord, right across this place, that you'd bring your hope and your love to every individual here today. Healing, God, if they need to be healed, heal them today. If they need to know what forgiveness is, God, help us to have a revelation of forgiveness so we step into a zone of absolute freedom in our world, free of all sickness, disease, and unforgiveness. God, I thank you for miracles all over this place today.
Thank you for listening to that message. We really hope you enjoyed it and it impacted your life. Remember, let's not only be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Activate it in your life. If you want to hear more or you want to journey with us, just type in Inspire Church Albany on Spotify and click follow. That's all from us. Ka kite anō.